I was watching the other night how the Robert E. Howard Society, or whatever it's called, they were, you know, in a meeting, and they were talking about how they were going to revive Robert E. Howard, what they are planning on doing with the state. And one of the gentlemen there, I think it was the guy, the person who was in charge of, you know, what they were going to do with the comics of Robert E. Howard, which Marvel is, you know, publishing constantly, say that they should do books like Arkham House did back in the days, which were, you know, beautiful printed editions, collector editions, and, you know, that, you know, sold for a limited amount. And I absolutely disagree with that statement. I don't understand how they can't see pass through the issue of, you know, the state of Robert E. Howard not being mainstream. I mean, Conan is selling comic books. Solomon Kane. The issue here is that, you know, there have been attempts of bringing Conan back to the masses. You know, the movie, of course, but then they were the cartoons, which were horrible, but they were fun. Then there were this reboot, you know, the new Conan movie, chosen by the actor, chosen by Schwarzenegger himself, and also a series that never ended working, and it never worked. And they can't, I mean, to me, they can't understand that to bring Conan to the masses, you have to lower the quality of the printing paper. You have to go back to the basics. You have to go back to pulp. Japan is making pulp right now with manga. Manga artists have been making pulp for years. I mean, if you take one of those little manga books sold in Japan, not the imports, but the ones that, you know, they are sold in Japan. I mean, not the ones that publishers you know, translate in the United States or in other parts of the world. But if you go to the source, if you grab one of those manga, little manga comic books, you will see that the quality of the paper is the lowest possible. You will see that the ink is the lowest possible. You will see that the format can't be smaller. It is not even a pocketbook. They do this so they can cut down on costs. You know, that is the only way why people buy those, because they are cheap. They are available everywhere. They are small. You can fit those in your pocket. And these people want, you know, to reach more audiences by printing larger, you know, books, with heavy books with thousands of pages that you can't possibly, I mean, you can, not even the mailman can handle that thing, and, you know, no one is going to go around with one of those omnibus books. You know, and on top of that, they want to print those in a quality that, I mean, you don't even want to touch it, because at that point it becomes an investment. That is the issue. They are complaining about Robert E. Howard's state not being mainstream enough. They are mentioning that in the comics, Conan is joining the Marvel Universe, the Avengers. universe. You have the Conan game, you have Conan tabletop. Conan is the only IP that they have been able to exploit more, because of course the movies and the series and the cartoons, and people know those more because of Schwarzenegger, but you have a lot of material from Howard that even the westerns or the fighting stories, you have many things that you have, even comedy written by Howard. You have many things that can be, you know, in the hands of everyone, of the audience, but they are making this active effort for keeping it, you know, in a sort of bubble that, well, only, you know, people who research Robert E. Howard and read his letters and, you know, go through all that material will ever know about. Their point of view is too academic for me. You know, they should be losing it up a little. You know, they should be doing stuff, you know, more mainstream. They should be, you know, bringing that to the audiences, to readers everywhere. They should allow short films. They should allow independent filmmakers to, you know, take a crack at Conan or Solomon Kane and all the other characters Howard created. But they are too focused on making, you know, big, large books that they can sell for $200 or something like that, because they are special collective books, you know, collectible books with a signature or something like that. It just doesn't make any damn sense. Welcome to episode 5 of Field Notes. This short episode is about the Robert E. Howard Foundation, and I call it during the episode Robert E. Howard Society, but because I couldn't remember, you know, what the name was, I looked it up, and it is Robert E. Howard Foundation. They have, at least one of the members has a YouTube account with many videos from their meetings, which I am really helpful. That's something most foundations, societies, the, you know, people in the literary business don't usually do. They don't compile those moments. There have been many talks, many important meetings, many important panels over the years lost because no one, you know, had a cell phone. Now that everyone has a cell phone, no one, you know, records what happens during those panels or meetings. And even some, you know, authors are stupid enough to, or maybe self-conscious enough to have a policy of no cell phones inside the auditorium. But in this case, it is a small group of people who were smart enough to record what they are doing, and I am amazed and thankful for the work. I actually have two other books. I have talked about those in the past. A Means to Freedom, which to me are amazing books. I am trying to get the Robert E. Howard letters. I only was able to put my hands on the index of those letters, but I never, you know, got to find the book with the letters. And I contacted them, and they say that you know, they just printed a limited edition, which again I'm against limited editions. Go print on demand. There is no reason now not to go with print of demand, but they keep doing this, you know, limited editions, and I get it that it is to generate more money for the foundation, but you know, at the same time, you're limiting the reach of the material, and that is the issue for me. Anyway, enjoy.